Thank you and good afternoon. Eureka police served a search warrant at a residence on Willow Street, and it led to the arrest of a Eureka man and the discovery of guns, drugs, and a hash lab. Officers went to the 200 block of Willow Street and detained 29-year-old Gerald Bacon. During a search of the home, officers located 10 firearms, one of which was stolen, over a pound of marijuana, close to a pound of heroin, and nearly a pound of methamphetamine. Officers also found evidence of a hash lab, as well as canisters of tear gas, and Bacon was booked into county jail on a list of drug and firearm charges. The California Highway Patrol in Crescent City responded to a two-vehicle collision near the Humboldt-Delnor County line on Tuesday afternoon. A Chrysler driven by a 56-year-old Crescent City man was headed north on Highway 101 when a medical issue led him to cross over into the southbound lane. His vehicle clipped a southbound vehicle driven by a 22-year-old Crescent City woman, who also had a 21-year-old passenger and a 2-year-old boy in the car. Both cars came to rest on the shoulder of the highway, and the 56-year-old driver suffered moderate injuries. All three occupants in the other vehicle sustained minor injuries, and all parties involved were transported to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment. Alcohol as well as drugs have been ruled out as factors in the crash. Officers with the California Highway Patrol in Crescent City were also involved in a vehicle pursuit in the afternoon on Memorial Day that led to the arrest of a 30-year-old man. 30-year-old James Coddington was seen riding a motorcycle that had been reported as stolen, and he sped off when officers initiated a traffic stop. Coddington continued the pursuit and eventually left his motorcycle behind to flee on foot. Officers would corner Coddington, however, and he surrendered without incident and was taken into custody. Officers also located a semi-automatic handgun that he dropped during the pursuit. Coddington, who also had a felony warrant out in his name, was booked into Delnor County Jail on various charges. Residents can now view active arrest warrants in Humboldt County online after the sheriff's office opened up a new web link this afternoon that displays the active warrants list. Residents are advised not to attempt to apprehend or detain anyone with a warrant out in their name, but to leave an anonymous tip to the sheriff's office. You can view the new web link by visiting the sheriff's office section on the county website. The California primary takes place next Tuesday, and there is more to the ballot than presidential candidates, as county voters will also make decisions on local and state races. Three Humboldt County supervisor seats are up for election, and in the 2nd District, incumbent Estelle Fennell will face off against challenger Bud Rogers. With 3rd District Supervisor Mark Lovelace declining to run for re-election, the 3rd District races between two new challengers, Mike Wilson and Uri Driscoll. If one of the candidates in their respective races receive 50% of the vote plus one, they will win the seat outright. If not, a runoff in November will need to take place. 1st District Supervisor Rex Bone is running for the 1st District seat unopposed. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Memorial Day weekend arrest numbers are lower than last year's. Dan Squire has more.
Local law enforcement agencies and the California Highway Patrol conducted a maximum enforcement period over the holiday weekend, and over the course of 3 days, 9 drivers were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. That's a sharp drop from a year ago when 16 drivers were arrested on similar charges over the same time period. One collision on Mad River Road just south of Eagles Nest Road sent 2 women to the hospital with major injuries and left the driver facing DUI charges. The CHP reports that 23-year-old Eureka resident Miranda Lindstrom was arrested on suspicion of DUI and causing great bodily injury after she lost control of her Ford pickup late Sunday night. 2 passengers, 30-year-old Melissa Silva of Hydesville and 25-year-old Melissa Barden of Eureka, were severely injured in the crash. The family of Silva has set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for her care after she suffered traumatic brain injuries in the collision.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt deputies responded to a report of a vehicle burglary on New Navy Base Road near Samoa on Tuesday night. Law enforcement spoke with the victim, and they learned that a gold van was seen leaving the area shortly after the burglary. That van was later located on West Delnor Street in Eureka, and deputies contacted 37-year-old Adam Rapp. Rapp was found to be in possession of stolen property from the burglary, and he was detained and booked into jail on burglary charges. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.